Kathy Dawes again with Manhattan Mayor Ushiretti, City Manager Ron Fair. Getting back to that agenda, I know we had just barely gotten to the first item having to do with the K-State Foundation. Ron, if you want to wrap up, I know the mayor wants to comment.
Sure. Again, they're seeking economic development funding assistance in the form of some loans. The return on investment, when we run it through our model, is all positive, about $2.9 million for the city, $2.4 million for Riley County, $3.3 million for the school district, and $4.5 million for the state of Kansas. So appears to be some beneficial aspects. It is a little bit unique in that the funding is actually going to a developer of a office building, where typically our funds go directly to a company, if you will, that's building their own building or something like that. So it's a little bit unique, but I think obviously it's a good project, and we hope it happens regardless of we'll see where the discussion goes tonight about the assistance.
Mayor?
Yes, it will be a good discussion. You know, whenever we talk about economic development money and they're looking at 800,000 and not 100 jobs, new jobs, not just ones relocating within Manhattan, but those jobs also, in their application, need to be affiliated to K-State. So that might be one of the discussion points. You know, we're not just talking any random jobs there, but they're looking at enhancing what K-State already has. It'll be an interesting discussion, because one of the things we kept hearing is people that want to have any kind of businesses associated with NBAF, proximity matters, and this is one of those things where proximity is going to probably matter. So I look forward to a very healthy discussion on this issue.
Moving to the next item, considering unsafe or dangerous structure, I think I vaguely remember talking about this before.
We have. So we've been going through a process of publications and notifications. This is the actual public hearing that the owners of the property and any other parties that are in that particular area. This is at 1119 El Paso Lane. There's a current residential facility resident that's unsafe and dangerous, partial roof collapse. And we've started the process here to demolish the property and make it safe. And then those costs would be put back against the taxes on that particular property. This is kind of the last opportunity for folks to say why we shouldn't do that, and certainly give the owners another chance to take care of it themselves.
Mayor, briefly, anything?
Yeah, I don't foresee too much discussion on this. Is like second or third time we're discussing it, and getting the owners on board is the main thing, and having a public hearing. It is an unsafe area, and if anybody wants to go down to that 1119 El Paso Lane and take a look at it and comment on it, that'd be great. Thank you.
Looks like we have another phone call. We got through two of the items on the agenda. Welcome in Focus. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, question. Who's the developer on that foundation building, Ron?
So it is the K-State Foundation itself.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate the phone call, 537-1350. I know the third item on the agenda has to do with floodplain, which has been of interest for quite some time now. And I guess, Ron, you want to kind of tell us what that's about?
No. Sure. Back in 2014, the commission approved some modifications at Seco Park for some stormwater detention. That was in conjunction with study and analysis work that had been done in the drainage system below Seco Park. There had been a lot of damage to yards, and the intensity of the runoff through the park and in the drainage area below the park had intensified, and was starting to threaten some structures. In conjunction with this, we got some new floodplain maps. And part of the proposal, one of the alternates that we didn't entertain, was to consider doing some survey work about whether or not some of that those properties downstream might or might not be in the floodplain. And really, now's a little more appropriate, because there's time to have observed how well this detention structure has helped prevent downstream flooding. And so at the time in 2014, there was an alternate for $19,578 by Olson Associates, who did the design work, to do this survey to look at assisting potentially some properties that might be able to file a letter of map revision to FEMA to show that their property is no longer threatened. And so the request is by those property owners for some assistance to help them with that and potentially reduce their flood insurance rates.
Yusha?
Yeah, and this impacts about 10 properties. So flood insurance is extremely expensive, and I think this would, revising that would give them some more impact as far as getting those 10 properties removed or working it towards their benefit. So I think it's worth the $19,000 to $20,000 we're looking at.
Change order for the Manhattan Regional Airport Terminal. And this, we're talking phase two.
We are. We've got a change order request here in the amount of $262,715. And we anticipate there might be a couple very small change orders behind this because it's so it may not be the last one, but it's certainly a significant one. It's primarily for two items. One was some transitional impacts and costs imposed by the contractor in delay from phase one to phase two, and just kind of some background on this particular project. Originally, this was thought to be going to be built in four phases, but through some of the stimulus funds, the Federal Aviation Administration decided to award a grant for both phases. They actually had a delay then in awarding some of the phase two money, but once they did, there was some transitional work between the two, both from an FAA paperwork perspective as well as some design challenges that needed to be accomplished for phase two. We were trying to relocate the rental car units that were in the existing building to new facilities in phase one and couldn't allow the contractor to start on phase two. And so there were a number of issues that delayed them from being able to start. Their original request was for about $371,000 in costs and agreed to about $120,000 in deductions. There was also some escalation. So when this was bid, both phases were bid and awarded back in 2013. And so from 2013 to 2015, there were some escalation costs encumbered by some of the subconsultants. And again, they requested about $155,000. There was some $80,000 in markups and reductions that were not allowed. And so we're recommending $74,000 approximately for those escalation costs. And then there was also liquidated damages of about $63,000 for not finishing on time. And those would be subtracted. And that's how we get to that $262,000. We did have some fairly high contingencies planned for both phases just because it was a project that we had to really hurry and finish the design on in order to meet the funding requirements for FAA. And so this uses about 16.5% of the 20% contingency that we had anticipated. And obviously, we don't like to have these kind of change orders, but I think it is necessary, and we recommend the commission approve it.
Mayor?
Yeah, I think, again, this will be one of those items that will bring forward great discussion. We don't like change orders, as Ron had just mentioned, but it's been kind of consistent. The airport, since even phase one and phase two, and even with the newer planes coming in, the larger ones, they've always been a topic of discussion because so much money is involved in these. So we're not just talking, you know, $10,000 here and there. But the good thing is there was a contingency fund already there. So it's good to have something like that to go to when you have change orders. But at the same time, it's not something we prefer to do, especially if you're talking 16% of the contingency fund right now. So I think it'll be, again, a good discussion, and it would be great for if the public has any comments or to want to be part of this to view it or come and talk to us or email us about it. But I think we will probably discuss it very thoroughly to make sure these types of things don't keep happening.
Ron, you had mentioned the larger aircraft. Is this connected at all? Or, I mean, how's that
process
not
really.
Going?
That's
at this
a
point?
Separate process. Mm-hmm. And
is that going pretty well?
It is going pretty well, actually. And if we get to
pretty fast.
Yeah. We're going to be in Washington, D.C., meeting with the Transportation Security Administration next week. So, on our new security plans.
Good. I hope someone can check in with us while they're there.
Hope
would appreciate that. Well, I guess before we move on to consent, why don't we take that last break here? It is 9:43, and I know the consent agenda is also interesting with the second reading on having to